Sportscast, February 11th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Tonight's sponsor is InstaBible. Create verses and pictures. Download InstaBible today for the iOS App Store, meaning iPhone App Store. It's been a great 2 weeks of football, not just because the NFL, but also the XFL. But we do need a recap from someone that is very keen to the NFL and the Super Bowl. Victor Rocho, a long 2-3 week hiatus. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I am excited.
Victor, what have you been up to these past 2 weeks?
Enjoying some of the sports, but, you know, I just had my birthday, so.
Congrats.
You know, that was in between there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff going on. I'm working on a new project that's taking up a lot of time. And that's it, really. Just sometimes you just zone in, focus, and everything else has to go by side.
So your Super Bowl prediction was 28-24 Kansas City, but Kansas City actually won 31-20. You're pretty close.
Yes, I was.
What were your thoughts about the Super Bowl?
I thought it was good. I mean, I'm happy for Andy Reid. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I really picked Kansas City. I also thought that Mahomes was just, you know, Mahomes. And I thought he had a good game, but he didn't have the superstar, superhero game that he had in the other two playoffs. He still got MVP, so it's pretty interesting there. But overall, I thought it was just a good game. You know what I mean? It's just a good game. And it goes back to, you know, people criticize, like I told you, they were criticizing, praising Garoppolo, but then saying, hey, you know, we're only running 9 times. And we talked about it last time. And now they're criticizing because he missed a couple reads down the field, right? Well, you know, if you're not seeing that at the speed that the defensive teams of the NFL come at you, you can't just think that you're going to see that. You know, and you're talking about a crazy defense from San Francisco with a crazy defensive line. I just don't think it's – yeah, he missed somebody. It is what it is, but – I don't think it was I don't think that game fell on his side.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you were saying, Mahomes didn't have a great 3 quarters. I think his last quarter was the best coming back and win the game. When I saw, I think it was the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, when I saw the Niners up by 10 or 11 points, I thought the Niners were going to win the Super Bowl.
Nah, remember we talked about you have to be – we even had this conversation, right, 2 weeks ago that for San Francisco has to be up by enough points for that comeback not to take place, one. Two, they have to be up by enough points deep into the game, not early in the game. And then three, once they're up by points, they got to keep Mahomes off the field.
Which they didn't really accomplish.
I could have, though. I don't know. I mean, if you don't mind pulling up, I know we're not going too much of that. Just look at possession time if you can.
I will.
For both teams. And I'll keep talking, you know. So I thought that I just think that you need to – it's been proven that the ground game can win you some playoff games. It's also proven that – or it hasn't been proven that a ground game by itself can win a Super Bowl. It's been proven that a defense could win a Super Bowl, but it hasn't proven that just the running back could win the Super Bowl. And that's what happened with the Titans. That's what's happened with San Francisco.
And I'm still looking for those stats right now.
It's just possession time, right? So anyways, that's what I was talking about. You got, you know, and, you know, San Francisco's defense is great, but they gave up 31 points, dude.
In the fourth quarter.
Not all in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're right. I think the Niners became complacent in the fourth or maybe third quarter. They thought they got it, but guys, look what happened to Baltimore. Look what happened to to Tennessee Titans. You know, they were ahead. I mean, The tiniest, like, were only up by 10, 14 points. I think that was the most. The Texans was worse. I mean, they were up 24 points. But it's something that you got to learn from these games. I mean, unless Kansas City is that freaking good or their defense was pretty good.
Well, I think that, you know, Kyle Shanahan, I can't find the you can't find the possession time from Chico.
I'm still looking for it, man. Okay.
It don't matter. It really don't matter. My point being is that Kyle Shanahan is still young. He's kind of I'm not saying he's made a mistake, but he's said that he's made a mistake one time where the run game was working for him, so he decided to start passing, and then he lost. Now he switched to saying, I learned my lesson, so if the run game's working, let me run the crap out of the ball, and it's okay that my quarterback has 9 throws, right? But I would think that he's going to have to reassess that thought process and find a happy medium. You can't. That's like you can't put that kind of pressure on the quarterback position, in my opinion, right, in the Super Bowl. It's not. Remember, we even had a talk. The Super Bowl ain't the time to get your quarterback reps.
Is Garoppolo the man in San Francisco?
Yes. I think under Kyle Shanahan, he can develop him. I think that they need to they just need a better combination. I don't believe 9 passes. I mean, once in a while, but they went several playoff games. I don't think that you could give a quarterback so little looks at defenses without throwing the ball. I mean, I think about the teams that won on pure defense, the Bears, the Baltimore Ravens. None of those quarterbacks only threw 9 times.
Is Patrick Mahomes the future GOAT of the NFL?
I don't know if he's the future GOAT, because I don't hate saying that with somebody so early, because you got to be consistent. And he's already gotten hurt. You know, he wasn't that journeyman. But I do believe that he's somebody special. And I think with him and Andy Reid there, and now Kansas City got that taste, I think he's going to win a couple more.
I do believe so. Even with or without Andy Reid, I think they'll definitely win a couple more. Are they the team?
You can't say that.
You think he'll, like, how long, dude, do you think Andy Reid has?
Dude, it's been 50 years. Yeah. This is the second team Andy Reid's taken to the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs, I always kind of liked them, but they were choke artists in the playoffs. So, you know, I'm not saying that it can't happen without Andy Reid, but I wouldn't dismiss it just like you did.
Yeah, it's obviously, yes, you got talent in the team, but you also need to have good coaching. You're not like Jerry Jones that said that anyone could have coached that the Cowboys team back in the early 90s. No, Jimmy Johnson is a good coach.
He regrets it now.
MVP was Lamar Jackson. Would you agree with that pick?
Oh, definitely. Well deserved, yes. Well deserved. He was electric. The team had a great season. He just was phenomenal. There's nobody outplayed that kid.
Yeah, well, the Titans did. I'm kidding. Well, there you have it, Victor. Victor's approach, you know, it's funny because, like, these past couple before the Super Bowl, for like the last 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, I've been hearing different Kansas City, you know, Niners, because they have a better defense. But everyone kept leaning towards the Chiefs, because they had that offense. It was just unbreakable. But I do agree that Kansas City is the best team in the world. Are they the team of the AFC? We'll talk about that later, because we'll be talking about Tom Brady. But before we talk about Tom Brady, Phil Rivers got released by the Chargers this past week, even though it was kind of already done like 2 weeks ago. But Phil Rivers, one of the greats in San Diego, is leaving LA Chargers. Victor, was this too premature, or you think it's the right time for Rivers to part ways?
It's the perfect time for him to part ways.
Why?
Because I think he just – I think he's still a good quarterback. He thinks he needs some other change. Something needs to change there. Because San Diego's had great quarterbacks in the past, great running backs, great linebackers, and they just seem to not get any further. So I think that a guy like Drew Brees could fit in nicely with a team. I mean, no one's ever heard anything bad about him. He can throw. He's got over 50,000 yards. So I think he's still got some in him, but there's a point where, I think they both just had to move on. You never know what could happen, right? Like a Peyton Manning won one in Denver.
Yeah, but Phil Rivers hasn't won anything with the Chargers.
Yeah, he's made it far. I mean, he's got a lot of stats, but the Chargers. This has happened to the Chargers before Philip Rivers. It's not like
it's cultural.
It's not like this just took place 1 year because of Rivers.
Now, have you seen Phil Rivers throw a ball?
Yes.
Would you say it's kind of different from like the other quarterbacks?
I don't think I noticed it enough. I know he could throw.
It's a little awkward throw. It feels like he's pushing the ball, not like throwing it. And that's why people are saying that he might have threw out his arm.
Well, see, that's different than what you asked.
Well,
the question is, do you see him throwing differently now than the way he used to throw? You asked, do you see anything funny about how he throws, right?
Yeah.
Because, look at Mahomes. He throws side hands, side arms. I mean, there's too many quarterbacks throw side arm.
Yes, I wonder. Well, that's one of the reasons. I still think there is a room of possibility of retirement, but I actually have not heard that. He moved back with his family here in Florida. Obviously, Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be in need of a quarterback because I think James Winston is a free agent. Would that be a good spot for him?
Yeah, Tampa's always a good team. I mean, I think Phil Rivers, if he's with a good team, he'll do well. I don't think it's a bad team. Tampa's got great fans. It's a great place to play. If he's moved to Florida, that's ideal for him. And remember, he's used to playing in good weather, so you don't want to go from good weather to lousy weather unless you're in the dome, because now you at that age, you got to adjust to a lot of different things.
If Brady leaves New England, would the Patriots be a good spot for Phil Rivers?
No, I don't think so. I think that I don't care what quarterback goes there if they don't give the quarterback that goes there or is whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Brady or not, if they don't give a supporting cast, I don't think too many of them will do well. And then to add to that, you're going to need somebody hungry because their playbook is massive.
Before we move on to Brady, tell us your memory, favorite memory or bad memory of the Chargers. You could be a player, a moment, a team that you really liked back in the day.
I could give you a couple, right? I'm just going to give two. One, Dan Fouts was just friggin' those guys put up points, man. I mean, they were like 40-something points. So that's one. And then from the Chargers, the person that comes to my mind anytime I think about the Chargers is Junior Seau.
Wow.
God rest his soul.
One of the best linebackers.
He was just the Mac for me, man. He was just badass.
Which he played for the Patriots too, right?
Yeah, he came to the Patriots, yeah.
But that was like towards his end of his career.
Yeah.
He was past his prime.
Yeah. But he still played well. But, I mean, he to me is like a staple for San Diego Chargers.
My favorite memory is LaDainian Thomas.
Yeah, I like him too, but he was underneath those guys. What was your favorite memory?
No, just him. That was my favorite memory.
I like him too.
Chargers historically.
Didn't he win with New Orleans?
I don't recall. Was it back in 2010 or 12, was it? He might have.
Maybe he went.
Should I look it
I
up?
think he, I know he went to the Jets, but for some reason, oh no, you know who I'm thinking of? It's the other guy, the guy who dated the Kardashian. He's the one I forgot. Heisman Trophy winner.
I do not recall.
Yeah, he's a badass back.
Also, if you could just correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like the Chargers, as always, have good running backs. Is that true?
They've always had a pretty good team. I mean, their quarterbacks weren't bad either. Their running backs were good, but I can't say that. I don't think there's San Diego Charger running backs that I can name outside of LT right now, and maybe it's because I'm from the East Coast, that I can name before a bunch of other running backs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course we got Melvin Gordon now, which is a fantastic running back. Do you remember James Brooks, 1981-83?
Mm-hmm.
Marion Butts.
I see that's 81 and 83, a couple of years. Yeah, Butts, how many years was there?
89 to 93. Uh-huh. 1989 to 1993. And Natron Means.
I remember a little bit of him.
Yeah.
But I guarantee if you go through those same years and look at the other running backs, you'll see more name recognition.
Yeah. Of course, the Chargers, most of the time they were in San Diego, which they actually initiated. The team started off in L.A. They were there just for one season, and then they moved to San Diego, and they were there for maybe, what, 20 years, 30 years. And they had a situation with the stadium. They had the owner wanted to remodel it, and he couldn't find funds in San Diego to rebuild a new stadium or to remodel Qualcomm Stadium, if you remember that. And they decided to move to Los Angeles, where they'll be sharing a stadium with the LA Rams, which will be open in this season. The 2020 season will be open. SoFi Stadium. It's a really good stadium. Have you seen the pictures of it?
No.
It's.
I drove by the Oakland Raiders new stadium or the Las Vegas. It was incredible. It looks like Darth Vader.
Really? Yeah, that's going to be an interesting situation in Las Vegas. I think the Raiders – I like Oakland. I mean, I think Oakland is a classic city, but I guess it's time for Las Vegas to have a football team, right?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, one, it's just – I hate seeing teams that leave like Oakland with the fans that they had there, you know, the dynasty, the whole history of that. I mean, think about it. You know, the Baltimore won the Super Bowl, and they were really the Cleveland Browns. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's confusing. But we're talking about the Raiders. What was your question again?
But isn't like the Raiders like a national bandwagon team, like the Steelers?
Well, because they won.
When?
Got to remember when there was no cable. Kids were everybody's attracted to winning teams. So if you only have three channels and you're watching these games, right?
Right.
You're going to gravitate to the teams that win. You know, that's the bottom line. Unless you're from a town that's pure football town.
Yeah, definitely some changes in the NFL.
And the Raiders also had had that personality of just nastiness. You know, Lyle Alzado, they had crazy, like, they were meant to be the dirty boys, you know, high penalties. I mean, they were ruthless. So you're going to remember that kind of, and then their black and silver goes along with kind of that demeanor. It's no different than, you know, you could mention a whole bunch of basketball teams, but the Detroit Pistons were probably the hardest hitting, toughest basketball team, and that's where you're going to really remember them.
Something that, you know, for sure reminisce of those, you know, like those bad boy teams, Raiders for the NFL, the Pistons for the NBA, you know, those teams that are like kind of like, you know, black sheep of the family, but something to definitely look at. Before we head to Tom Brady, the NFL might be expanding to 17 games, Victor. Is that good for the league?
I'm just wondering, what is it they're trying to accomplish with other than money? There's so many pieces I don't know yet. Is it good for the league? I mean,
is it because the schedule's too short and people want more of it, or is it just monetary?
I think people want more football, right? Because it's, you know, consistently watched. But, you know, it's almost like I hate to see that happen just to do it because, you know, people want to see it and there's no consideration for the players, right? But if they were doing it because they were going to add like some other kind of playoff or it was going to help contribute to teams to get a better shot in the playoffs, then, you know, I would probably have a little bit more thought on it. But right now, just knowing they want to expand to 17 games, I don't understand, especially when they know that the concussions, all that's there. So I haven't gotten good stuff from it. You know what I mean?
Speaking about expansion, the XFL began this past weekend. I like the idea for the XFL. I personally think it provides a second chance to players that did not do well in the NFL or never, you know, got into a team. It could be a college player that just never got drafted. But I like the idea. Victor, what are your thoughts about XFL? Even though you're not really knowledgeable in it yet, I know you're going to start watching it a little bit more, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm knowledgeable about the XFL, just not this one. I actually got a hat because I got a hat from the XFL. I went to see the Birmingham Bolts in Alabama. And then it died after 6 weeks. But I was kind of looking forward to seeing it, but it wasn't like that a priority. And then it was just too fast after the Super Bowl. I mean, there wasn't a gap. Do you know how the ratings were? I'm not sure.
I believe the first game was 3 to 4 million views on the first game, which is pretty good.
Well, if that's pretty good. Usually when you start, it's pretty good. It's the
Yeah, then gym. Like it drops in the second week, but.
Right. But so for me, it was just already, you know, too much football. I think the other thing I think that if I was running it, and obviously I don't have McMahon's money, but I think what hurts them also, like, football's a sport and it's very hard to see what a guy really looks like, right? And now you're starting a sport brand new and there's no really superstar. So if they did like combine promoting, you know, get the public to know the players that are playing, I think that those stories would entice us to want to see them more.
Yeah, the rules are a little bit different. I'm not sure if you saw any peaks of it.
It's a running clock. It's held till for 2 minutes.
Yeah, and like also for the kick return, no player can move until the ball is, I think it's caught or kick. No, caught. Until the ball is caught, players are able to move towards that player and see how far he goes in deep. And there's no field goals or I mean, like, there's no extra point field goals, I believe.
No, but there's extra points. You could get 1, 2, or 3 points on the extra points.
Yeah. But you think this is good for players to give them a second chance?
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's good. I mean, every sport has a minor league team. I mean, basketball has the D League and all that. Baseball's got, you know, AAA, AA, A baseball, you know. So I think that, you know, gives you the opportunity to be able to carry some guys. Maybe they should expand the roster because sometimes teams are like down so bad, like how the Patriots were, you know, at least you got somewhere to pick up. Now the NFL allows 5 practice players, but that's 5.
It could go by really quick in the NFL.
Exactly. So I do think it's good. It's just not good. It goes back to being able to be noticed and people wanting to watch, right? Because, you know, you don't get recruited if nobody knows about you, right? You don't get voted if nobody knows about you. I mean, even some of the All-Star games, some cities have an advantage because of the broadcasting. More, even in college football, more people know about a particular player because they're playing Notre Dame a lot more on TV than anybody else.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, the XFL coverage is pretty good. It's on ABC, ESPN, and Fox, which I think it's a bigger reach than it was versus the Alliance, which was like the other football league last year, that it was only on CBS and the NFL Network, and I think TNT, which is good. But I think the ABC, ESPN, ABC, Fox, I mean, ABC, ESPN, and Fox, I think those three networks might help, you know, push this league along. Go ahead.
Good.
And last year, the issue for the Alliance was that it's just money, or like the investors didn't want to move forward. But I think my goal is what I want to see for the XFL is to go to more than one season, go to at least two. Not many other leagues besides the CFL has gone beyond one season. The USFL back in the 80s went two seasons, but that's it. And then the Alliance last year went for one season. And
but you don't remember the XFL was around. They only went 6 weeks.
6 weeks back in the early 2000s, correct?
Right.
Yeah, which was that planned or was that just cut short?
No, it was just cut short.
Wow. Why was that? You remember?
When was it or why was it?
Why was it cut short?
Just people viewership. Nobody was really watching. They didn't like it. I mean, you know, McMahon, give him credit, he's trying again, but it was just failed. It's like a TV show that doesn't do well. But I'm telling you that now I'm even more strong about it, you know, that for the XFL to succeed, they got to promote their players. People have to know the players because that's who people watch. They're not going to just cheer a team in your town for all that excitement just because you just started. And if you don't win, nobody cares. But if people start seeing what this person did in college and his combine, and he tried to make it here, but he did it, and he tried, you know, give those people, those stories will give interest. I'd like to see that kid.
Yeah.
Right. So I had more interest in Josh Jacobs, I think his name is, from the Raiders, not only because he has a good season, but the story behind him was incredible. So not only was I watching him because he was a good running back and you got no choice to notice him, but I started getting a more fondness because of the story behind him.
Yeah. A few players that you may recognize that are playing in the NFL and the XFL is running back Trent Richardson, quarterback Landry Jones, quarterback Matt McGloin, wide receiver Sammy Coates, running back Matt Jones, quarterback Tyree Jackson, kicker Robert Aguayo. Well, kickers are pretty low in the totem pole. Running back Christine Michael. Is that a what? Wow.
Right. So, I mean, who do you really know? The only one I knew remembered is the first person you said.
Trent Richardson, yeah, which he was in the Alliance last year, and he had a fantastic season. Some people said that he was the MVP, but still didn't get picked up by the NFL scouts. NFL did not, you know, sign him up, or any team from the NFL didn't sign him up. So it feels like he might run into a dead end, or maybe they just want to see more of him, and hopefully XFL provides that good schedule. The XFL runs until May. Just like Victor was saying, he thinks it was too soon. I like the schedule. I think you got to keep the momentum with football. But I don't remember how it was with like the USFL. I don't know if they started right.
Well, you got to remember the USFL, they did it smart. The first signing was, Trump was smart. He got Herschel Walker, who just won the Heisman Trophy.
That was huge.
He got Steve Young, right? I mean, think about the players. He marketed it.
John Elway was in the USFL as well, I believe.
No.
John Elway, was he?
Bro, you crazy, man. John Elway, he pulled an Eli. He's like, if I don't go to the Yankees for baseball, don't draft me. I'm playing football.
Oh, okay. Reggie White, Jim Kelly, Gary Zimmerman, Anthony Carter, Barbie Herbert, Doug Flutie. Big name there.
Yeah, but of course Doug Flutie. He went to Canada first.
Went to CFL. He's played a couple leagues.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you that you know, they marketed that way. But, you know, I'm not saying even market the players, ex-NFL players, because they're ex-NFL players.
I'm saying market
the young up-and-coming professionals.
Which,
right? Like a 22, 23-year-old crazy friggin' defensive back or running back. I mean, think about what's his name? Sansort from the 49ers. Right, what's his name? The running back?
Matt Breida?
No, from the 49ers.
The 49ers running back, like the current running back?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up.
Sansort, I forgot.
Raheem Mostert.
What?
Raheem Mostert.
Okay, Mostert. That guy was on the practice squad.
Yeah, he was, correct.
Okay, so I mean, that's the guys I would promote in the XFL. Like these guys, here's an example. Tell the story about this guy from the what's his name again? Poster, right?
Mostert,
Mostert. Talk about Poster and
Mostert.
then make a lead into a guy that may have that same potential. So people would want to see, can this guy go? And then you're going to have fantasy league players, watching that just in case they jump into the league and pick them right away. You know what I mean? The story has to relate because I don't think anyone's going to watch the XFL as a substitution to the NFL.
As Victor concluded, and I agree with him, it comes down to the players. That's why USFL was very successful, as was with their players, and how they were brought down is because they changed the schedule in the same time as the NFL, which was probably a big mistake. But that's another podcast to talk about. Due to time, let's get into Tom Brady real quick. Let's give it, 60 seconds. What's going to happen with Tom Brady, Vic? What's your prediction?
I think he's going to San Diego
I think so too. Well, LA.
or LA,
Yeah.
whatever.
I don't think he's going there to win a championship. He's going there for Hollywood. He's going there for his post career.
I think he's going there for his post, but Brady goes to win championships. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to go there just to chill. He's going to win championships. He's
Yes and
got a
no. Like,
burning
yes, he would like to
desire.
win another one.
You may think he Your opinion may be that he's not going to, but my opinion is he's going there to win a championship.
Yes and no. Like, yes, he would like to win another one and he hopes to win it, but at the same time, like, he knows at the same time that he may not with the LA Chargers. It's not like being with the Patriots. You're almost kind of like not guaranteed, but you're, one of the contenders.
I guess, but I'm of the opinion that if Brady picks the Chargers are going to make the moves that Brady wants, one, and two, he's too great of an athlete and a person of fitness to not mentally go in there saying, I'm going to win a championship. I'm just telling you. It's not, those guys are so great that, it's almost like, delusion is their greatest asset.
Something like that. I will say this. The Chargers do have weapons, a little bit more than the Patriots. I'm still wondering if Belichick and Kraft will give in to Brady's demands of looking for a receiver. Belichick is he's not really emotionally attached to his players, which I respect. We'll see. Belichick doesn't really say, he'll probably say, look, I don't care what you do. I'll look for my receiver on my own terms, whatever. Anyways, that's another podcast to talk about.
They offered him $30 million for
Thirty
1 year,
million
bro.
plus a
Trust
wide
me.
receiver. But
Exactly. So, like, trust me, Belichick does care. He's not going to be like, yeah, okay, let's get $30 million. He could use that $30 million on getting, like, how many players?
it's true. Like a good,
A lot
mediocre
of players.
quarterback. Anyways, Victor, ready for predictions?
Okay.
Only have one game. Clippers, LA Clippers at the Philadelphia 76ers.
Clippers all the way.
Clippers, I
Yep.
agree with Chris Bosard. I think they're the best team in the NBA, but I know you got the Lakers right there, so but we'll
I
see.
think that. The only reason I say that, I think, Joe, there's problems in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia's not good. He's looking good. I don't see he going to the NBA Finals. I see him maybe to the Eastern Finals, but that's an NBA podcast that Victor and I
They're
will
going to
probably
make
have in
the
the
playoffs.
future.
That's all I care about. And everybody ruled them out. So
Yeah.
I love the Heat.
Victor, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about your businesses?
Well, just go to victorarocho.com. You can contact me, my phone. You could send an in message or Twitter at Via Rocho, VAROCHO, and chat. And you'll see my comments from time to time. So let's bring it on.
And you can reach the sportscast at thesportscast.net or on Twitter at thesportscast1. We've been live tweeting some college basketball and some XFL games. NBA All-Star Game, it's next week. Something to very much look at. It's kind of, for me, it's the start of the NBA season. But that's just my opinion. Anyways, stick around with the sportscast. We also have news in college recruiting, NFL combine, and scouting combine is coming up at the end of February, early March. So we got Tyler covering those stories. And, of course, we got Ryan Krista, Justin Riley into the college basketball, and, of course, Kailu and Victor following the NBA. But anyways, what a great night in sports. Great week. Only big things are going to happen in the future. Victor, I appreciate you coming on to the sportscast. Closing words. Any closing words?
Go Heat.
Go Heat.
Oh, and, you know, shout out to Kobe and the family again.
Kobe, his funeral is on February 24th, a morning ceremony at the Staples Center. I thought it would be at the LA Coliseum, but they're going to do it right where he played. So, anyways, Victor, good night, and God bless.
You too, man. Bye.